Hope Beyond Hell by Jerry Boschman. Acknowledgements. I thank God for His unfailing, unending love for all humanity. I thank God for my wife, Denise. Thank you for the sacrifices you have made. I appreciate your love, courage, understanding, encouragement, patience, insights, hard work, and prayers. I am deeply thankful to my daughter, Renee. Thank you for your hard work in editing and formatting, and for your patience with me. It was such a joy and pleasure to do this project together with you. I thank my friends, John, Gary, Steve, Dave, and Rick. John and Gary, for your understanding and encouragement. Steve, for introducing me to this hope. Dave, for spurring me on. And Rick, as the herald. Thanks to Derek and Pat McLean for your work of love in cover design and editing. Thank you, Charles, for your partnership in printing and distribution, and for your summary on judgment. Thank you, Scott, for the trilogy, and for your commitment to labor with us in making this hope known. Thank you, Gary, for your testimony. You and Michelle inspire me. You have brought good news to the world. Dedication. I dedicate this book to our awesome and amazing God. Christ's body, that we would love God with all our hearts. All those afflicted, distressed, and terrorized by the idea of everlasting punishment. My family. Contents. A reference manual. This book, in a sense, is a reference manual containing a wealth of information that you can come back to repeatedly. It is written for both theologians and the rest of us. Chapter 1 is the longest and most technical. It identifies the key points on which belief in eternal punishment is based. It explains why they are in error. Initially, for a lighter read, it may be helpful to start at Chapter 2 and come back to Chapter 1 later. In order to provide the weight of scriptural evidence this study demands for theologians, I had to abbreviate many passages. This is not uncommon among Christian authors. Rick Warren writes, "Verse divisions and numbers were not included in the Bible until 1560 AD. I have not always quoted the entire verse, but rather focused on the phrase that was appropriate. My model for this is Jesus, and how he and the apostles quoted the Old Testament. They often just quoted a phrase to make a point." I quote a number of writers who strengthen key points in my thesis, but who may not profess it. Throughout this book, I've included biblical references to verses that I feel support in some way the thoughts I'm trying to convey. I hope they will be helpful to you as you study the issue on your own. Quotations are from the New King James Version, unless otherwise noted.